Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, cut off the stuff, yeah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome to the Let's Talk with Dr. Lily Radio Show today here on Blog Talk Radio. We are delighted, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, to be with you once again for today for our show. Hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God. We are just giving thanks and just giving honor to God for everything that he has done for us in the process of doing and will continue to do. And we can't thank him enough for it. Hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God. And we just want to give a shout out to each and every one of you that's coming in to join us today. Praise God, hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God for our show. We're going to do somewhat of a little bit of a recap, praise God, and also talk about a couple of other terms, praise God, that that it's referencing, praise God, into regarding that the subject matter in which we are sharing and teaching on today. As I said, we were going to come back and talk a little bit more about the psychological manipulation, and we kind of touched on just on a couple of points more. Praise the Lord, hallelujah, glory to God, because we have some more to say about this subject. We'll be talking about and just kind of sharing and explaining some things as we are going through. But a hearty shout out to each and every one of you for being with us today once again. Praise God as we continue on with the show. Praise the Lord, hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God. We thank God for his presence, as I said, always, hallelujah, glory to God, for he is worthy to be praised. There's none like him, hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God. Regardless of how we may seem to look and appreciate various things in our lives, and of course there are people of many faiths and many different backgrounds and cultures and so on and so forth and all of that, but regardless of what name, hallelujah, glory to God, we call him, hallelujah, glory to God. He's God. He's still God, and we gotta say yes. Thank you, hallelujah, God, for being God. Hallelujah. Thank you for being Jesus. Hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God. He too has many different names that he is identified by, but it doesn't make him any less the same. He is still God in the second part. Amen. So we thank God for the Holy Spirit. We thank God for the triune God. We thank God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and everything that he has done and doing, praise God, and will continue to do, because they all have a function, hallelujah, glory to God, in our lives, not just Creator, not that, just our Redemptor, hallelujah, glory to God, not just the one that covers and keeps us, but, oh, my God, in all, every aspect of our lives. Nothing is, nor will it escape, hallelujah, glory to God, his love and his presence. We may think that it does sometimes, but uh-uh. It never does. He knows every detail of it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. From before the time we were ever ushered into our mother's womb. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. He knows who we are, who we will be, what we will do, what we won't do, what we can do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And what he will enable us to do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If we put our faith and our trust in him. So most often than not, we don't always do just that. You know, we tend to, as a people, to try to handle as much as we can. Praise God on our own before we seek out and ask for help. But, you know, I believe in going to him. When I came to know him as Savior, hallelujah, glory to God, I thank God. When I came to know Jesus as Savior, I learned something, praise God, and I was able to call on God. And I'll tell you, I don't have a problem with calling on him 24/7. I will call on him, hallelujah, glory to God, and I thank him for all that he's done for me, great or small, little as much, it doesn't matter, hallelujah, glory to God, let God be a part of it, hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God in your life, hallelujah, seek him, hallelujah, and you will find him, hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God, amen, come on, somebody, shout and give him praise. As you know, the calling number for the Let's Talk with Dr. Lily Radio Show is 1-646-478-4952. And you can reach us by calling us at 305-917-5223-786-991-4818. And, of course, we have two websites, praise God, at present. We, by the grace of God, will probably have a few others that we'll be putting up, praise God. We do have our school of ministry we're going to be working in with that, as well as the School of the Prophets. We're definitely going to have that up and running as well. You can go to my www.apostlecondesso.com and connect with the School of the Prophet. We already have that up and running on that as well. So you can touch bases with that and any of our other products. Praise God, feel free to do that. And, of course, just to find a little bit more background about me, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, you can always go to my main website, which is www.lrobinsonconnectorministries.org. Thank you for being with us again today, and a shout-out to, hearty shout-out to Blog Talk Radio, as always, for the opportunity, praise the Lord, hallelujah, glory to God, because it is an opportunity, and we thank God for that. This is a platform that's been granted to us, and we thank God that we are able to use this platform to teach and to preach, praise God, and to just be a blessing, praise the Lord. We thank God for that, hallelujah, glory to God, because we know that we have touched some lives and are touching some others. Even if we don't hear back, praise God, we know that somebody somewhere is being touched, and for that we are eternally grateful and say thank you to Blog Talk Radio, hallelujah, glory to Lamb of God. Without further ado, we're going to get in, we're going to play some music, and then we're going to come back, pray, and have another song, I believe, and then we'll go on into our teaching. It's not going to be a real long teaching today, but nevertheless, hallelujah, glory to God, we're going to get there. Amen. Again, a hearty welcome to the Let's Talk with Dr. Lily Radio Show. Listen and be blessed. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Father. Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him. Hallelujah. Thank you. you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Heavenly Father. All glory to the Lamb of God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. What a blessing it is, hallelujah, word to God, that we can open our mouth and we can utter words of gratitude and thanksgiving to the one who created us, hallelujah, glory to God. There's nothing greater, hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God, than to be able to do that, hallelujah, glory to God, in the midst of a turmoil world. So many things are going on. So many things are happening, oh, my God, on every hand. If it's not one thing, it's something else. But thank God he has given us the breath to open our mouth, the ability to speak, hallelujah, glory to God, and just to say thank you in spite of it all. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, glory to God, because, you know, it could have been worse. Let's praise him today. Let's glorify him. Let's magnify him. Let's extol his name to the highest of all praise, for he is worthy to be praised. Amen. Hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God. Heavenly Father, we thank you today as we come before you today. Oh, my God, just thanking you, just saying thank you, Lord, for all that you've done. As I share, Father God, and have shared with these listening audience, Father God, down through the years, how I praise, I thank you. Oh, my God, not that I'm so perfect, not that I have everything right, oh, God, but, Father, I understand the value of just praising and saying thank you, Lord, because, God, you didn't have to do it. Oh, my Heavenly Father, you didn't have to do it. You didn't have to love us. You didn't have to help us. You didn't even have to allow us to be made to come into this world. But, God, you did it. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. And you've given us an opportunity to live, oh, Heavenly Father, even in the midst of the things that we are going through, so many trials and tests and things. But, God, even in that, Lord God, we thank you for life, hallelujah, itself. And then, Lord, we thank you, hallelujah, glory to God, for the promises of your Son that says life more abundantly. We thank you for that today in the name of Jesus. We just come before you with grateful hearts of gratitude and say thank you, Lord, for what you have done and doing. Hallelujah, glory to God. You are all-wise God. As the old singers used to say, you know too much. Hallelujah, glory to God. You don't make a mistake. And, Lord, we know that is to be true. Hallelujah, glory to God. We may not always understand your workings, Father God, and sometimes it doesn't make sense. Some of the things we sense and feel that the Holy Spirit is leading us to do, and especially if we're operating in fear, but God, hallelujah, glory to God, the outcome is, it explains it all. Hallelujah, glory to God. When we see the victory on the other side of the test, hallelujah, glory to God, when we see the victory on the other side of the trial that we've gone through, then God, we understand, and we can say thank you. Hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God. Oh, glory to God. It wasn't easy, but thank you because you brought us through, hallelujah, safely to the other side. So this is why the words is coming from my lips today. This is what's in my heart today, and this is what I'm just giving out, Lord God, over these airways today. Lord, thank you. Hallelujah, glory to God, for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for your grace. Hallelujah, glory to God. Thank you for your love and your compassion. Thank you, Lord God, for touching people on every hand, Lord God, in their lives, their situation, their emotions, oh, God, where they are hurting, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, physically, mentally, emotionally, psychologically. God, touch the people, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, my Father. Thank you, hallelujah, glory to God, for touching the people, Father God, and transforming their lives in Jesus' name. Put in them grateful hearts and words of praise upon their lips instead of grumbling and murmuring and complaining. Lord, let them take that breath. Let them take that time. Let them praise you. Let them magnify and let them glorify your name, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for the fact that they have life and, God, they're able to breathe. They're able to move about, Father God. They have some activities, Lord God, of their limbs and ability. Lord God, hallelujah, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus, for that, because there are some that can't even do that. So let us praise you, Father God, for all the things, every area, aspect that you have given to us, Lord God, what we have, oh God. Let us praise you the more, Father, for what we have. And thank you, Lord God, for your blessing. And I thank you, hallelujah, glory to God. I thank you for, yes, Lord, for your angels that come to help us, oh God, assist us, oh God, in the areas of need, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord God. Those that need to be restored, those that are going through situations after the storms, oh my God, in the name of Jesus, and the fires and all, Lord God, thank you for releasing angels, Lord God, to come, Father God, to help them in the name of Jesus. Lord, thank you for that. Thank you for releasing them from me. Hallelujah. Glory to God on my end. Oh, God, in Jesus, I thank you for it, Father God. I thank you for the blessing. Oh, God, hallelujah. Glory to God. We bless your name. We thank you, Lord God, for monies. Lord God, to come in, Father God, for those that need monies, oh God, in Jesus' name, us included, Father God. We pray for finances, Lord God, to increase, Lord God, to help to make repairs, Lord God, that needs to be remade in the name of Jesus, Father God. And those that, Lord, where there's lack, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that there is increase. God Almighty, I thank you, Lord God. God, thank you for it. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Yes, Lord, provision, provisions, provisions on every hand. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. I just thank you for it today, Lord. In the name of Jesus, God, I praise you for it now. In Jesus' name, Lord God. Yes, Lord, thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. Glory to God. I praise you for it. Yes, Lord, the north, the south, the east, and the west, Lord. Oh, Father, all those that have suffered and gone through it, that are hurting, oh, God, yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for making a way, Lord, where there seemed to be no way. In the name of Jesus. And, Father, we will be so careful, my God, to give your name the praise. Thank you, Father, for healing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. And thank you, Lord. Glory to the Lamb of God. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you for your touch even now, God. Even as I pray, hallelujah, glory to God. I just feel this in my heart and my soul and my spirit. Oh, my Father, thank you for it. Thank you for the answer. Thank you for the manifestation. Oh, God, thank you for it. In Jesus' name, answered prayers. In Jesus' name. And let us get testimonies, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And let us rejoice and praise you together for your great and mighty acts. In Jesus' name, Lord, thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Bless your name, Holy Spirit. Bless your name, Jesus. Bless your name, Father. We thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, yes, Lord, the mighty three in one. God, thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. Yes, Jesus. Oh, thank you. Yes, Lord, right now you're touching that someone right now. Oh, God, I see it in the name of Jesus. You're touching somebody right now. God, thank you. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, you're touching right now. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for that one you're touching right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, in Jesus' name. Oh, God, may they be abundantly blessed. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Oh, thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Glory to God. My God. Thank you, Father. Wonderful Savior. Precious Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, precious Lord, thank you. Thank you. Before we go into our teaching today, I just want to remind each and every one, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, and myself too, that as we're praying for the needs of the people, you know, specific, the word before me showed it, that was before me, was the word home. And I just pray, hallelujah, glory to God, even though I've come away from that per se right now, but I just want to bring that back to the table, and I just want to pray again, ask the Holy Spirit, ask God to just remember those that are without homes, all those people that lost their homes, that somehow, by the grace of God, a home, praise God, will be provided for them in the name of Jesus. So we thank God for that and give him the praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God for that. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Because we know that, hallelujah, again, like I said, he is Jehovah Jireh. He is the provider. And even though they may have a loss, hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God, God can provide, hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God. Oh, praise God, thank you, Jesus, that if someone called, we will get back to them. Praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for all that you've done, doing, and will continue to do. The S-O-U-L series, Emotions, the Mind, the Will, the Emotions, Part 4, Part 3, and, of course, three again, because we have this is a three part of dealing with this, psychological manipulation. Hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God. And we'll kind of, as I said, we have some more that we just kind of want to touch bases on with regard to dealing with anger and all of that. Praise the Lord, hallelujah, glory to God. This is dealing with the emotions, the will, your will, our emotions, and of course, as that's pertaining, as I said, regarding the subject of anger. And today I kind of want to leave this particular passage of scripture with you. It's Proverbs 15:1. I believe it is the English Standard Version. It says, a soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. And today, as we begin our teaching on the subject, we want to just touch base on the subject of psychological manipulation as it pertains to the subject of anger. And before we continue with the subject capping of the psychological manipulation, we want to just kind of take time and define the word or the usage, praise God, of those two words that are in that particular scripture, well, that is wrath and, of course, harsh, and make a few comments, praise God, about that today. Hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God. Amen. Now, wrath is defined as extreme anger, chiefly used for humorous or rhetorical effect, and that to he hid his pipe for fear of incurring his father's wrath. That's an example that is given. Now, the synonyms for that is anger, rage, fury, vexation, and, of course, crossness, displeasure, annoyance, irritation, ire, and or it says I believe it's pronounced shorler, which is C-H-O-L-E-R, unpleasantly rough or jarring to the senses. And also it's grating and or jarring, respiring and strident, rococious and or brassy, cruel or severe. Also cruel, savage, but it's sort of about various or despotic or dictatorial of my attitude as well. And it has been stated that the psychological manipulation such as one as provoking people to aggression and then patronizing them. And of course, we know this, like you make a person angry, you hurt them, and then of course you give them some kind of reward or whatever like that to try to appease them because of what you have done. But it does not make it right. It's not that you come out and apologize and or fully repent of what you have done. You've done it, and you're not really taking responsibility for doing it. You're just trying to ease it over just a little bit. And, of course, provoking aggression by staying on the sideline. And one thing comes to mind about that, breaks and hiding your hands. And it can antagonize and exacerbate. And that word exacerbate meaning make a problem bad, a situation or negative feeling worse. And of course, there's anonymous synonyms for that is the aggravate and of course the worsen, inflame, compound, to intensify, increase, heighten, magnify, or amplify and or augment. It's to add sort of adding fuel to the fire, the flames, etc. A situation to the point of wrath, and of course, byproduct can and is, of course, and will be exchange of an exchange, and of course, exchange of harsh words. Now, wrath is a strong, vengeful anger or indignation. It's also a retributory. It's a punishment for an offense or a crime, and as a divine chastisement. Now, remember also that anger, ire, and rage, fury, indignation, and wrath mean an intense emotional state induced by displeasure. Anger, the most general term, names the reaction by itself, does not convey cause or intensity. And, of course, some as example that is given if someone tried to hide his anger or her anger. And since ire is more frequent in literary context, suggests an intense anger, often with an evident display of feelings. And, of course, that is talking about when you see the discoloration in the cheeks and so on and so forth and all that, and other types of emotion that you can kind of see the person displaying somewhat of. Praise God. Also, rage and fury suggest loss of self-control from violence and violence of emotion. Now, and of course, you could not contain his fury, or the example of this could not contain his fury or shook with rage. Indignation stresses righteous anger at what one considers unfair, mean, or shameful. A comment that causes general indignation. Wrath is likely to suggest a desire or intent to punish or to get revenge, such as I fear her wrath if I was discovered. And you have sometimes in the process of all of that, you have to learn how to stand strong in what is going on around you. You can't just always fold up and just take everything. You know, there's a right way and there's always a wrong way of doing things. And that's why I said we're going to spend a little time on this and talk a little bit more about this, the psychological manipulation. Because so often, more often than not, we find that we when people are doing certain things, you know, we want to keep the peace. And because we want to keep the peace, we don't want to, you know, aggravate ourselves. We don't want to do anything to maybe aggravate the situation or, as I said, exacerbate the situation. So we kind of take things and take things and take things. But there's a time when we got to stand our ground. We got to be still, as the Lord said, and see what has to be done. Sometimes it's things that you got to stand still and see what the Lord does and the fact that he takes over the situation. And so scenario, or sometimes you just need to stand still and be still and just let it go and let everything that, let all this stuff that's just pass on by. And then when the time comes for you to open your mind, speak, I have the Holy Spirit to give you wisdom. And when he gives you wisdom, then go ahead and speak what needs to be done. Amen. It does not mean how that this that you should become a doormat or a dumpster for every insidious word and all words. With that meaning proceeding in a gradual, subtle way, but with harmful effects, but rather allow your words to be tempered or seasoned with grace. The Bible tells us in 2 Peter 2:9 that the Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptation and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. Make sure your heart is in the right place, and then rely on God to do the rest. He knows how. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to the Lamb of God. We praise and we thank God, hallelujah, for this opportunity today again and for what has been said. Praise the Lord. We pray that something that has been said, though short, praise God, is something that will minister to your heart. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. And we're going to go back, praise God, to the music for a little bit, and then we're going to come on back in just a little while. Listen and be blessed. Thank you. praise him, praise him, praise him, praise him. Thank you. Lord, hallelujah, glory to God. We're going to close on out in just a moment with the rest of that song, but I want to take a moment again to say thank you for being with us here tonight on the Let's Talk with Dr. Lily radio show, and to remind you again, if you have not made that decision, praise God, if you have not come to that place that you realize that you need Jesus in your life, hallelujah, glory to God, I ask you to take the moment and take the time and take a moment to just sit down, relax, hallelujah, glory to God, and just think back over your life. Think about the goodness of the Lord and where he has brought you from and all he's done for you and all of your family. Praise God, hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God. And thank you, first and foremost. And then I want you to give your heart to him. I ask you to come into your heart, hallelujah, glory to God, and forgive you for any and all sins and shortcomings that you know that you have, things that you know you're not doing that should be doing. Praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. Repent of anything that you in the name of Jesus, that is not from him, and receive his mercy, receive his grace, receive the atoning blood that was done, hallelujah, glory to God, on the cross for you, hallelujah, as it was for myself, praise God, and many others, receive that by faith, and Lord, allow him to just to save you, to wash you, cleanse you, purify you, and to fill you with his precious Holy Spirit, amen. And until we come together again, God bless you, we love you, and Jesus loves you too. Listen and be blessed. And again, thank you for being here today with us here on the Let's Talk with Dr. Lily Radio Show.
Thank you.